Now we're going to look at root chakra harmonic, which is the first harmonic above the generating tone, the first octave. It's very hard to hear in most of the human vocal range, so I'm going to sing in a high falsetto so you can actually hear the harmonic happening. That is the root chakra. We don't normally sing it that high. We'll sing it down at a lower range, and it would be very hard to hear if we use an E. It's with the mouth almost closed. You can be quite certain you're hitting it because you'll hear a sudden kind of closure as you go down. It'll sound sort of like a muted effect as you get to it. And then that tone, which I'm using now as example 7, the root chakra, is attributed to the color red and the shape of a square or a cube, and to the concept and idea and energy of love. It's a foundation. Now the second harmonic, the generative chakra, has a color orange that's associated with it in the spectrum. And the shapes associated with it are like the yoni and the lingam. Two-dimensionally, it's like a crescent at the bottom of an anchor, and then the shank going up from an anchor that is connected to a little crossbar like an ankh, or a little circle like an ankh. We call this shape the anchor because it incorporates all those archetypal forms. But this one is again difficult to hear well at the range that most people sing in. So I might sing in a falsetto to help you to hear it. It is the second harmonic. It is an octave and a fifth. Down at our normal range, again using the E, we can kind of slide up to it from a very closed position. If we take a slightly higher tone, you can just barely hear it. It helps you to be in a resonant environment to hear these tones. The hardest ones to hear are the lowest tones, and if it helps you, sing in a falsetto, and then you'll be able to bring out the lower harmonics.